on the downbeat. Let's fade her away. My goodness, another week begins and another life ends. More on that subject later. Good evening and welcome to a Monday night installment of Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. I'm your host and commentator, Jeffrey Bennett, and you're listening to us live on Republic Broadcasting Network this evening. And, yeah, it's live, the 22nd day of August. Month is nearly over. The year closes in. And it amazes me the things that continue to go on day in, day out. By the way, wish to extend our welcome to the listeners out in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, KHFX 1140 AM radio. Welcome to our world, and like it or not, agree with it or not, welcome to your world. It is the world we live in today. Confused, perplexed, a mess, economically, morally, spiritually. Nothing seems to improve on a day-to-day basis for the largest percentage of Americans. It was interesting watching the markets today. Dow Jones Industrial ended the day up ever so slightly, 37 points. Whoopee-doo, stocks first gain in days. And then I read a rather lengthy piece today about why the stocks are up. It's institutional buyers. It's inside buyers. It's not the man and the woman on the street. The man and the woman on the street, Joe and Sally six-pack or average American investor, is losing their assets on a daily basis. And what happens after the market closes? Goldman Sachs, I take that back, Bank of America. The CEO has hired a very famous defense attorney, and Goldman Sachs values tanked after hours. Bank of America not doing well. Now, friends, once again, I defer back to the film that I watched last week on HBO. Too Big to Fail? My Rear End. Stay with us. We'll be back for a fact-filled, joyful, eventful hour.
I got those icy, icy fingers up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when you're...
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere. Heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
I just got thinking that this music has got to be an absolute far cry from what KHFX 1140 AM had for years. They were known as classic country. And we'll introduce an element of jazz into the foray, something a little bit different. Interesting day in the markets. I can't say it's interesting other than it's much of the same old nonsense. Dow Jones Industrial ended their first day of the week down 30 or up 37 points to close at 10,855. The NASDAQ was up 4 at 2345. S&P 500 was flat at 1124. Global Dow also flat at 1788, while gold had another unbelievable resounding day today, currently at $1,910 an ounce. It was but weeks ago, my friends, it was in the $1,500 range. And all the pundits were saying the bubble's about to burst. Get rid of your gold. You don't want that stuff anymore. I talked to a lady this morning that actually acquired gold back when it was in the 1500-plus range. And let us just say that at this point in time, just weeks later, she's an extremely happy camper. Oil off 18 cents. At $84.29 a barrel. Now, here's what's interesting about that. With the apparent collapse of the Gaddafi regime in Libya, there's all these claims that it's going to bring oil prices down. My friends, these are the same stories we heard in 2001 and early 2002 with the Bush administration with their goals to go in and depose Saddam Hussein, that oil prices were going to come down because we were going to use Iraqi oil to pay for the war, and therefore it was not going to cost the American taxpayer. I have not seen any evidence that that has been the case. It's pretty interesting. So Obama's now cheering and beating himself on the breast that Gaddafi's rule is over. It never ceases to amaze me how one misguided, unscrupulous, lying, thieving dictator, as it were, and that's what Obama is. You can call him by whatever name you wish to call him, president or etc. But it never ceases to amaze me how one overbearing individual can turn the tables and call Gaddafi what he's called him and demand Gaddafi step down. He's now doing the same thing to the leader of Syria. And he did it in Egypt. And it's like, when does somebody in the world demand that Barack Obama step down? There's certainly a number of people in this country that would like to see it. What, do I want Joe Biden in there? God, no, he's a buffoon. He's an absolute buffoon. All right, let's see. So we got the prosecutors trying to get this complete case dismissed by Mr. Strauss-Kahn. That's a bunch of nonsense. Hewlett-Packard shares rebounded a little bit today with the rebound in the tech stocks. What was interesting, of course, is over the weekend, Best Buy literally did everything they could to blow out HP's tablet. I don't know what it's called, but they were selling it for $100. Why would you want to buy a product that you know is done, finished, kaput? That would be like buying a 58 Edsel or a 59 Edsel. Oh, that's right. You never should have bought the 57. Dollar was up a bit today as stocks pared their gains. But once again, how did they have gains? We'll talk about some of that throughout the course of this program. Let's take a look at the rest of the metals and see where things are sitting in these hours. Gold currently at $1,907.50. Silver at $43.99. We're a penny shy of $44. Platinum up 11 at $19.12. That's the year the Titanic went down, isn't it? Palladium off $2 at $759 an ounce. Rhodium flat at $18.75. Some of the other headlines maybe we'll get to a little bit later. I'm not sure that I'm that concerned about it. The Greek finance minister expects the recession to deepen. I actually saw a very interesting interview with Evangelos Venizelos recently, a couple of weeks ago. I found it to be kind of an interesting guy to listen to. But, you know, once again, he is kind of caught up. You know, he's the counterpart to Geithner for all practical purposes. And I found him an interesting gentleman to listen to, but only from the standpoint that I like to hear what others have to say. But he believes that the recession, not just in Greece, but globally, is going to deepen. What do we got here? Bank of America. Where'd it go? Bank of America's in a death spiral. Yeah, that's according to one article. Now, let me share with you where some of this comes from. It's been discovered by Bloomberg that loans from the Fed to Wall Street at the height of the 2008 panic, it's exactly what we spoke of late last week, this circumstance that the HBO movie Too Big to Fail was based on. $1.2 trillion secret loans from the Fed to Wall Street. That's the conclusion of Bloomberg after having analyzed over 29,000 pages of documents released by the Fed only because Bloomberg went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court to obtain them. The top 10 recipients alone accounted for 56% of the total. $669 billion borrowed. Borrowed. Much larger than the official bailout figure of $160 billion represented by the TARP program. We were told by TARP that $160 billion was loaned to these banks, and we now find that $669 billion was loaned. Morgan Stanley, well in excess of $100 billion. Citigroup came in at number two on January the 20th of 09. Oh, my goodness. January the 20th. Was that not also Inauguration Day? Morgan Stanley, by the way, got their money on September the 29th of 08. Citigroup came in at $100 billion. Bank of America came in at just shy of $100 billion, and they are in deep trouble to this day. They got their money on my birthday in 2009. Royal Bank of Scotland pulled in around $90 billion. State Street Corporation pulled in about $80 billion. UBS AG. Some of these are foreign entities, my friends. Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs is in deep trouble again. Morgan the Pirate certainly got their fair share at about $75 billion. I guess they just didn't need as much. They had done a better job of gouging their depositors. The Deutsche Bank, My eyes are getting so bad, and in the small type, I looked at this earlier, and I thought it said douchebank. Make out of that what you wish. Barclays came in fairly low. Of course, that's a British concern. They came in at about $75 billion. All these numbers, by the way, come from the Federal Reserve, reluctantly. All of these are whopping numbers. Former Justice Department official Robert Litton, who served on a commission that looked into the SNL scandal of the 1990s, said these are all whopping numbers. He says you're talking about the aristocracy of American finance going down the tubes without the federal money, to say nothing of the European banks that make up nearly half of the top 30 borrowers. Now, under new Fed rules, the banks are to keep a minimum amount of operating funds on hand every day to prevent this from ever happening again. But the rule does not come into effect until 2015. In other words, my friends, the banks are going to sober up after one last drink. But here's the reality. Under new Fed rules, the banks are to keep a minimum amount of operating funds on hand every day to prevent this from ever happening again. The banks have always been required to keep a minimum amount of operating funds on hand every day. The problem is that due to deregulation and the government kind of turning the regulators turning their cheek the other way and kind of not really looking at what was going on in the background, the dollar amount that they were required to keep kept getting lower and lower and lower. In other words, if you go into the bank right now to cash a check for $100, well, there's $100 there, but they're borrowing it from somebody else to give it to you. And so now we look elsewhere. We've got some other problems in mortgage. Now we see the Obama administration leaning on New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. He's being told to lay off his opposition to a settlement between the feds and the banks over a host of mortgage scandals. Interesting stuff, huh? Yeah. In recent weeks, according to the New York Times, Sean Donovan, Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, and a high-level Justice Department officials have been waging an intensifying campaign to try to persuade the Attorney General of New York to support the settlement. Well, we'll talk more about Mr. Schneiderman and what else is going on when we get back from this break. Stay with us, won't you?
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Talking this evening about what's going on in New York. Now, there are those of you in Texas and the Carolinas and Arizonas and the Californias and the Dakotas and the Georgias, Georgia and the Virginias, etc., who say, well, who cares about what's going on in New York? Well, unfortunately, it is nothing more than a symptom of what's going on around the rest of the country. The Schneiderman character, who is the Attorney General of New York, he is being told by the Obama administration to lay off his opposition to a settlement between the feds and the banks. Now, understand, this settlement is designed to exonerate the banks from all wrongdoing in the mortgage scandal, and it will end all lawsuits. Well, it would appear that Mr. Schneiderman holds the heretical belief that there should be some sort of accountability when banks forge paperwork. Forge! To speed along a foreclosure, or when they lie about the quality of the mortgages they bundle into securities and sell to unsuspecting investors. You remember in the smoking ruin of the savings and loan crisis of 20 years ago, the feds secured more than 1,000 felony convictions of senior banking executives. But this time, in the aftermath of a crisis far more severe, how many have they prosecuted? How many have they convicted? Bupkis. Zero. Nada. It's unbelievable. The bloody murder they've been allowed to get away with, the homes that they've taken out from underneath, the lives of families. I read a piece this morning about a 70-year-old woman. She and her husband were, I guess she was still working to some degree. He was forced into retirement due to health issues. $1,400 and some odd a month mortgage payments. Of course, they owe $177,000 on a house that's maybe worth $130,000. She goes to the bank to discuss with them a mortgage adjustment program where they could afford it, not lose the home. Bank said, well, before we can do it, you've got to miss some payments so that we can then sit down and discuss the issue. All right, she missed a couple payments. They sit down, they renegotiate. Her payment goes from $1,400 a month down to $900 and some a month. She made a payment early. They foreclosed on her. Now, the allegation was that, well, you may have paid it early, but while you were entering the digits on the phone, you pushed the wrong button. Well, having recognized that, the bank, you think, would back off. Oh, no. We're going to put these old folk out on the street, Jack. It's unbelievable. There is an insider who believes that QE3 is a sure thing. He says you can count on it. This is Dartmouth Professor David Blanchflower. Now, the reality is, you know, is that I hope you know that Ben Bernanke will be up at Jackson Hole with many of the other holes this weekend. And on Friday, he'll be giving his next little speech. I think it's all that comes out of Washington, D.C. anymore, is speeches. Unbelievable. Well, a lot of stuff going on. Here's the one I'm looking for. There's an organization called the Investment Company, and they report that people sold, get this, $30 billion worth of stock mutual funds just last week. Well, who's buying? Who's selling? According to Chris Mayer, managing editor of Agora Financial, he said, we haven't seen this much selling since the fall of 2008. He says, by contrast, in the first half of August, insiders spent nearly $700 million buying their own stocks. These are insiders who are officers and directors of the companies they're buying. Meanwhile, investors who own more than 10% of a company but are not officers or directors also bought stock. They bought $1 billion. Last time we saw a similar pace of insider buying was March of 2009, which turned out to be a great time to buy stocks. Something tells me the insiders are making the better decision. Might not be apparent right away, but over the next year, I think they'll do well. Odds favor a good outcome for insiders. Now, that's the basis of that commentary. But unfortunately, and I'm not going to get to it, we could read further into this nonsense and begin to find out who's liquidating. Who's liquidating? Once again, everything we talked about here was based on insiders. Is that insider trading? Oh, no, couldn't possibly be. It's pretty frustrating. And yet the guy on the street, the man on the street, the woman on the street, I got a call from a woman this morning. She'd been referred to me by one of my clients. And we began to talk about her situation, the amount of money that she has lost in her 403B. She is a government employee. I don't know if it's county, city, it's municipal, whatever the case may be. It certainly isn't Fed, or she'd be wrapped up with the TSP, the Thrift Savings Plan. When we come back, we're going to tell you a little bit more about this good lady and another client called today. This program is brought to you by the Republic Trading Group, international.com. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Come on, get set to go. Walking on the saddler's street, just get ready to be right up the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a bitter bat that goes with a happy tune as your step? Life can be so divine right up the sunny side of life. Sure with.
Now you go figure this one out. This gal who I was introduced to 2 years ago is Italian. She has got one of the clearest voices and one of the most exquisite jazz instruments for a voice that I've heard in years, Roberta Gamberini. Very, very enjoyable. You'll be hearing more from her, I hope. Talking before we went to the break, another couple of headlines, by the way. George Soros, we know about him. He states the market is all but guaranteed a U.S. double dip. I would tend to agree with him. Look, for those of you who may be totally new to what we talk about here on RBN, you've never heard us before, you've never heard of most of us. I personally have been on the alternative media for 16 years. Much of it is politics. Some of it is economics. Some of it is health and specifically alternative health. For those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, I spent a good number of years working with a former dentist from Texas named William Donald Kelly, who was one of the modern pioneers in cancer cure. And I work closely with him. I still work with his foundation, his family. We have websites up dealing with the issues and bringing questions to various health treatment plans. But through a wide range of all of these things, this is what I've talked about for 16 years. I've brought historical documentation to the airwaves, some of it economic, some of it political, some just straight, flat history. Because in order to understand where we're going, we must first understand where we have been. And it's kind of a nice way to beat around George Santayana, isn't it? Anyway, the client called this morning. She was referred to me by a longtime client. We were talking about her 403B. And that was amongst a number of calls. Another woman who I talked to had two Roth IRAs and wants to maybe do something. She's interesting. She's, you know, she's, I think, in her 60s. She's not going to have any tax factors or penalties anyway. The stuff with the 403B, she's no longer working there. I think she can move some things over. She's in her very late 60s. We've got some things we can do with her, depending on, what the plan administrator does. Now, why I talk about these is one of the areas that I have specialized in for 20 years is working with people who have IRAs. I don't care if it's a simple or a Roth or a traditional or an SCP, whatever the case may be. And we're able to work with those people and from a tax-exempt standpoint, roll over or transfer their account into another entity with a trust company that happens to be based in the Amarillo area. And in doing so, we are able to get some of the paper out of those IRAs and replace it with gold or silver. Now, I have to share with you that for those of you, oh, not another one of these gold and silver pitches. I hear them on Fox News all day long. Yes, you do. And there's a reason you hear them on Fox television and see them all day long. It's because they're highly lucrative. Those particular companies, most of them pay exorbitant fees to be able to advertise their product and services on Fox News. And they have these marvelous leader ads that make you think they're the nicest guys in the world, that they just don't make a penny offering you their services and products. Well, the word service bothers me because the government's been servicing us all for years, and the end result is it hurts. So we specialize in the IRA field. We also specialize in clients who understand distinctly the true direction of the dollar and the economy. And we provide gold and silver and platinum products predominantly that we ship directly to our clients. We don't store for our clients. We do physical delivery, the exception being, of course, the IRAs. You cannot have your hands on the assets that are in your IRA. They must be held in trust. So I've been getting a lot of calls about these issues today. Unfortunately, the first call I had early this morning is from a woman I've been dealing with who several years ago wound up getting conned into buying a grossly overpriced gold product for her individual retirement account. And it was recommended by a firm who advertises a lot on Pat Robertson's television program. And we cannot figure out, this woman cannot figure out, why is it that her gold is up nearly $1,000 an ounce and she hasn't even broken even yet. She could not sell out her account right now today and break even. Well, that's because they raped her. You've got to be careful with these companies that are advertising on Fox. I don't care which one they are. I can close my eyes and I can give you their sales pitch. Not because I've worked for them. Years ago, I did work for one of their competitors, the one that advertises on Pat Robertson. I know their lies. I know their deceit. So if you have been a buyer of gold and silver, if it's something you're finally realizing, oh my God, the jobs aren't coming back to this country, the debt is not going down, the deficit's not going to go away, our politicians are crooks, thieves, and liars. People want to know where I stand in this so-called political season. I received an email last night from a contributing writer to one of my websites, federalobserver.com, and he made some comment about the straw poll in Iowa last weekend, the weekend before this past one. Now, you got to bear with me because I was not necessarily planning on sharing this with the audience, but I'm going to because it is my sick, twisted sense of humor. But I didn't create that sense of humor. This insanity that goes on in Washington, D.C. So he sends me out this list about the Ames, Iowa straw poll results. Michelle Bachmann on top with 28.55% and Ron Paul came in at 27.65% and Tim Pawlenty and Rick Santorum, Herman Cain, Rick Perry as a write-in that day, Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, John Huntsman, and somebody named Thaddeus McCotter. Well, my comment to the friend who'd sent me this was, yeah, but I had Pawlenty at nothing. And Pawlenty was nothing to me. Bachmann is merely an accomplished opera singer with her me approach. I mean, come on, people. If you watched her and listened to her speeches, listened to her participation in the debate, and she's always touching her chest, me, I did this, me, oh, Oh, no, we. It's never we. It's never we the party. It's I and me. She's an opera singer, a political opera singer. So I go on to say that Rick belongs in a sanitarium due to his condescending attitude toward Dr. No. I never liked Mr. Kane's pizza. What the heck kind of a name is Mitt? Little Nudie Get just wants to get rich. But you got to remember something about Newt Gingrich, my friends. He's the bum who gave us the Shafta with NAFTA. Looks to me like Huntsman was hunting for any kind of recognition, and who the heck is Thad? Some like local wino off the park bench in Ames? As for Ricky, just looks like he drinks Perrier water. Republic Rat Light, every single one of them. And as the Israelites in Egypt continue to cry out, send us the deliverer. But alas, Charlton Heston is dead. Now, some of you are going to understand that mentality. Some of you are not. And it is the way I think. It is the way I believe. Hey, George, how are you? Good for you. Yes, she is. I love it when I'm doing a program and I get emails about comments on the program itself or even about the music we choose to share with you. And, hey, I like this. Lewis just sent me an interesting note. He says, during the early 1800s in this country, it was illegal to be an attorney and the bounty was $2 a head. Seems like two silver dollars a head for upper-level bankers and something less for lower-level banksters would be just about right. By the way, in the early 1800s, you can only redeem a head. Nothing more would be accepted. I love it. Thanks, Lewis. Appreciate it. It is appalling to me to watch what takes place in D.C. Now, keep in mind, our politicians are ostensibly home on summer break. Labor Day comes up in another 10 or 11 days, somewhere in that time period, and afterwards they'll be back at work. God deliver us, please, because the best thing that could happen is they don't come back to work. They're not going to accomplish anything that's going to benefit the average individual in this country. I just received an email during the last break that was kind of interesting, and I think I'm going to actually take the time to share it with you. My good friend Rick sent it over. He says, before he posts the column, he says, please pardon the Republican slam dunk, but I will stop posting these articles unflattering to Republicans when they start acting in the best interest of Americans and stop attacking us. They steadfastly defend tax cuts for the rich, but oppose tax cuts for those living in poverty and those near poverty. And the fact remains they still pay a variety of taxes, including sales tax, utility taxes, license fees, etc. Well, what this is all about is that and this is but 15 minutes or so old, the Republicans may okay a tax increase that Obama says he's prepared to block. Now, what happened here? Congressional Republicans want to raise your taxes. Oh, that's impossible, right? Republicans are so brilliantly anti-tax, surely they will fight to prevent a payroll tax increase on virtually every wage earner beginning January 1st, right? Well, apparently not, my friends. Many of the same Republicans who fought hammer and tong to keep the George W. Bush era income tax cuts from expiring on schedule are now saying that a different temporary tax cut should end as planned. By their own definition, this amounts to a tax increase. The tax break extension they oppose is sought by President Obama. Unlike proposed changes in the income tax, this policy helps the 46% of all Americans who owe no federal income taxes but who pay a payroll tax on practically every dime they earn. There's only one thing with that. Of that 46%, there's an awful lot of them that aren't working. Therefore, they're not getting a paycheck. Representative Jeb Hensarling says that it's always a net positive to let taxpayers keep more of what they earn. But not all tax relief is created equal for the purposes of helping to get the economy moving again. The Texas lawmaker is on the House Republican leadership team. The debate is likely to boil up in the coming weeks as a special bipartisan committee seeks big deficit reductions in ways which tax cuts are sacrosanct. That issue is a tax that the vast majority of workers pay, but many don't recognize because they don't read, they don't understand their pay stubs. Workers normally pay 6.2% of their wages toward a tax designated for Social Security. Their employer pays an equal amount for a total of 12.4% per worker. Well, as part of the bipartisan spending deal last December, Congress approved Obama's request to reduce the worker share to 4.2% for 1 year. The employer's rate did not change. But Obama wants Congress to extend the reduction for an additional year. If not, the rate will return to 6.2% on January the 1st. I guess we could call that January Fool's Day. Huh? Obama cited the payroll tax this past weekend in a radio and internet address on Saturday when he urged Congress to work together on measures that help the economy and create jobs. Wow. What a great sales pitch that is. What a great line. As Obama goes on to say, there are things we can do right now that will mean more customers for businesses and more jobs across the country. We can cut payroll taxes again so that families have an extra $1,000 to spend, he said. $1,000. Bet they go out and buy a new plasma TV, huh? Social Security taxes apply only to the first $106,800 of a worker's wages. Therefore, $2,136 is the biggest benefit anyone could gain from the one-year reduction. And yet the great majority of Americans make far less than $106,800 a year. Millions of workers pay more in payroll taxes than in federal income taxes. So this 12-month tax reduction would cost the government about $120 billion this year, a similar amount next year if it's renewed. Well, the story goes on and on. Republicans cite key differences between the two temporary taxes, beginning with the fact that the Bush measure had a 10-year life from the start. To stimulate job growth, these lawmakers say it's better to reduce income tax rates for people and for companies than to extend the payroll tax break. You know what? This is all political garbage. Yeah, I thought so too, hippie. But I got a picture of Rick Perry that way. I got a picture of Kim Kardashian that way today too. Well, this is all stuff that comes in the news, folks. The reality is that this nation is overtaxed. They are overburdened. We are overinvested. Not that we ever had any say-so in the matter. Our illustrious elected officials have made decisions for the benefit of we, the people. Or is that we, the sheep? I think it must be that second. Yes, there's some wealthy people out there that pay little to no taxes. The one that angered me this weekend is the guy from General Electric. And I cannot for the life of me find the article. And I know darn well I wasn't dreaming it, but it seems to me that I read General Electric owns the largest, if not one of the largest, companies that manufactures high-end X-ray machines. Now, keep in mind, General Electric, one of the Dow Jones Industrial 30, up until recently, I think they sold it. They were the owner of, what was it? Was it CBS with David Letterman show comes out of? Something like that. And the reality was is that General Electric, for the unbelievably profitable year they had in 2010, paid little to no tax whatsoever. Because there's lots of government loopholes that allow you to have all this money, but, quote, to reinvest it, which makes you exempt from taxes. It all comes down to who can afford to hire the most, you know, most lucrative accountant, as it were. So General Electric pays no taxes. Their CEO or CFO is now part of Obama's economic team. General Electric is closing.
Ladies, gentlemen, Americans, meet Steve Voss.
The American dream has become a nightmare.
Steve Voss.
We must take America back.
Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not...
To meet and see Steve Voss perform live, you need to be at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, downtown at the Expo Center, all for $9 tickets. Get yours at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss Steve Voss in concert live at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri.
Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take
America. Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
For the final few moments of tonight's Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. Jerry Lieber died today, age 78. Wrote lyrics for such hits as Hound Dog, Jailhouse Rock with his composer Mike Stoller. An amazing team of guys. I don't recall what I was talking about before we went to the break, but I... Many, many years ago, when my program was on shortwave, I met a gentleman back east who became a, at least given the time scene, a lifelong friend. Bobby and I stayed in contact on a continual basis. He came out here to Arizona. He was considering settling down out here, and he and his wife decided to go in separate directions. They weren't necessarily seeing eye to eye. I see this so much in the Patriot community. Bobby came out here, and he did stay in Arizona for quite some time, moved up to the White Mountains, and became very close friends with Bill Cooper. Bobby had breakfast with Bill Cooper for the last time, the morning that before Bill was assassinated by the authorities. And Bobby left us over this past weekend, and a brother-in-arms from Vietnam. He was a Marine. I was in the Army. And he will be sorely missed, a phenomenal contribution. And Bobby, if you're up there listening, don't worry about the little man in the green suit. He won't be visiting you anytime too soon. And only Bobby would understand that line. We are here for one reason, and that is to wake people up, to educate people, to teach people, to give them a different mindset in life, to give them a different side of what is going on in this country. You will not agree with everything that emanates from the mouths of we broadcasters here at Republic Broadcasting Network. You're going to find some that you're going to be comfortable with. You're going to find others that you're going to be very uncomfortable with. Don't shut people out until you understand and learn what they're all about and what they're fighting for. And each and every one of us, to a man and a woman, is fighting for this once great republic of ours. Do we want to restore it to the way it was at the founding of the signing of the Constitution? No, I don't feel like wearing burlap underwear. You understand my drift with that. But something has gone totally wrong in this country. And the lies and the deceit that pound on us every day from ABC, CBS, NBC, The New York Times, CNN. Yes, even to some degree Fox News. And we invite you to stay with us. Spend quite a bit of time with us. Not only those of you who've been with us for all these years, but for those of you who all of this may be brand new to you. Oh, yeah, I could probably change my form of music and get some George Jones on here and make everybody so happy. We close out of here tonight, as I do each night at this time, with Mel Torme singing All That Jazz. Without apology, until the good Lord sees fit to bring us together again. Without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.
And your fingertips, they cannot be replaced.